We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Joined now courtside by the head coach, Bob Huggins. 85-80 is our final score. Huggs, where do we begin here?
I don't know. You're the host.
Okay. Well, from your vantage point, what was this today? Did you sense a lack of energy? Did you sense what was going on there?
We had no bounce, Tony. We had absolutely no bounce. And this team lives and dies by making threes, making jump shots. We don't have drivers. We have guys who can make shots. You know, we keep saying we need some guys who can make some shots, and we didn't make any today. I mean, when Sean McNeil shoots an air ball, JV shoots an air ball, it's a bad day because those guys can really shoot it. And it wasn't. I'm not singling out those two. It was our whole team. Derek didn't finish inside the way he normally finishes inside. Gabe missed a couple laps. We just didn't have it today. Whatever it is, we didn't have it. You know, I was concerned because our lack of enthusiasm. And I don't know. You know, you don't know what. All the years I've done this, I don't know what to do. I mean, I gave him 2 days off because we had played 3 games in, 5 days. I gave him 2 days off. Nothing. Well, that's not true. The second day, they walked through. But it was a walkthrough. It wasn't, we didn't run. We didn't do anything. We walked through their stuff. And I don't know. Maybe you always second guess. You wonder, should we have gone hard? I don't think so. But we had no bounce. We just had no bounce whatsoever.
Right. And obviously that carries over onto the defensive side as well, because they basically got what they wanted.
They got anything they wanted.
Yep.
They got anything they wanted. But, you know, I mean, truth be told, this is not a very good defensive team. In fact, it's a very poor defensive team, and we rely on making shots. Look at the scores.
Yeah.
We didn't score like that before. But either did our opponents.
Right. Right, absolutely. And as you said, you have no understanding as to why, but, I mean, there is just literally no reason why, with what was on the line here all the way around, that they wouldn't come out here at just an extremely high level.
Tony, I don't think they understand that. I mean, as much as you try to explain it, I don't know. It doesn't seem to affect them. Losses affect them. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you try to lay it out for them, here's what's ahead of us. We're not going to finish second in the league now. I mean, we could finish maybe as low as six or something like that.
It looks like it's going to be four. Looks like it's going to be four.
Well, you know, I mean, and it doesn't resonate.
Yeah. You know? Hugs, how much of them changing defenses forced you guys to be uncomfortable?
I'm sure it did, Tony. But, we got shots. We got the ball inside. What I've got to do is figure out how I get them to officiate Derek the way they officiate everybody else. He's starting to make free throws now, and you know he's done his part. We got guys shooting air balls. We got guys shooting balls. How many balls bounced off from the corner? It hit the front of the rim and bounced toward their basket. That's a bad shot, you know. I can't imagine though, guys this young though, when you have 2 days off, that. You don't get your legs back.
Right. Defensively, Hugs, you've mentioned that this team has struggled on that end, but this was a new level today with Avery Anderson and their points in the paint. I don't know if you've seen his sheet yet, but their points in the paint, 50 out of their 85 were in the paint.
But, Tony, I mean, we've been giving up 35 to 50 every day, every single day. And we've worked on rotations. We've worked on, you know. I thought we were starting to make some stride. Although, you know, I tell you what, one of the six charges that Gabe took probably should have been called a charge. I mean, okay, don't call them all, but man, oh man, he was where he's supposed to be. And so you can't blame Gabe.
Hugs. Rebounding has been something that you think should be one of the better teams in this league, and we are. But today, it just wasn't there, was it?
Jay, we're not one of the better teams. We're good when Derek gets 20.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we're not very good. Reality is we're not very big. We're not very strong. We're not very athletic. We can make shots. That's what we can do. We can shoot the ball. Today we didn't shoot the ball.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it also the fact you have no rim protector, you don't have a shot blocker in there either? Is that why they just take off and go to the rim on you?
They take off and go to the rim because the guy can't stay in front of them.
So you're saying it's out on the perimeter then?
No.
That's where it starts?
We've tried to gap it and help, and every time we gap it and help, they get three instead of two. No, we don't have a shot blocker. We don't have an Elijah Megan. We don't have a Devin Williams. We don't have a shot blocker. No, but we have a guy who does a great job of stopping penetration and takes a lot of charges.
Well, I remember in the beginning of the season, Deuce was such a good defensive player, and he could stop a lot of that.
But, who are we playing, Jay?
Well, I know that, but also I'm thinking today watching him from up here, he just seems to not have that quick step. Is it because of injury?
I don't know. I can't say everything that I want to say.
Okay.
But, you know, inconsistency has killed us.
Mm-hmm.
It's killed us.
Yeah. All right, Tony.
Hugs, real last point. You had mentioned potentially giving these guys 2 days off. Now what do you do?
I'm going to give them 2 days off.
And do it?
Tony, at this point in time of the year, why would I bring them in and fight with them? You know, fight with them to play hard. I'm not going to do it. You know, a year ago, I just told him this in there. A year ago, we went over to the old place there where they used to play the NAI championship.
Mm-hmm. Across the street there.
And we went over there, and I'm telling you, we had the best practice by far that we've had in years. I mean, years. They were terrific, excited about playing, you know. And then the rug gets pulled out, and we don't play, and I don't, you know, I don't know. I guess when you get old, you kind of look back and remember things way better than what you do when you're young. I guess when you're young, you've got so many things left ahead of you, and when you're old, you're looking back and saying, you know, man, oh man, why did we, you know, why did we do that? Why didn't we come to play this day? Or why, you know, why did we throw the ball away? The play we set up is the same play that Deshaun Butler scored, what was it, 3 or 4 baskets in Madison Square Garden to win the Big East tournament. Right. Same play.
You talking about the play where he didn't get the ball in bounds?
That's it. That's it. And the guy was supposed to get it inbounded to. I talked to him like when we first came to the huddle, mm-hmm. when I drew up the play and before he went out. And we don't get the ball inbounds.
All right, Hugs, we'll
All
let
right,
you
Hugs.
Go.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thank
Kansas
you. City.
Yeah. Hard to be excited about anything right now.
Completely understand.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.